Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Gotham Con. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about The Last Laugh, which aired last night, episode 3, season 2 of Gotham. It looks like Jerome is no more, so we'll be discussing that and all the trials and tribulations that Jim Gordon has been going through, along with the return of his partner. Yes, his partner came back, so that was kind of cool. A little redemption there. And then also Penguin. He was too far off. What's his motive? That's what I want to know. Why is the Penguin just hands off right now? Maybe a bigger picture is soon to come, so we have to wait for that. And then also Bruce Wayne. A lot of Bruce Wayne screen time today, or last night, if you watched it today. That'll be fine. But yes, call in. We're live right now on Gotham Talk. Our number is 347-637-3821. You can follow us on Gotham Talk on Twitter as well, as we'll be checking tweets from there. So feel free to write to us on Twitter. If you want to write to us on Twitter to mention something on the podcast, I'll do that. I'll log on right now. So I'll tweet. So again, our Twitter name is Gotham Talk. All right, let's get to the phones from area code 469. Who is this?
Joe from Krypton.
What's up, Joe? How's it going, sir?
Hey, pretty good, man. Pretty good. Really good show last night.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, I have to watch it again because it was one of those that I was just like, what? You know, the whole time I'm like, what's going on? What?
Yeah.
Especially the ending.
I don't know what that means, dude. That confused me a little bit. I'm kind of thinking
it confused everybody.
Maybe that influences the real Joker as a kid. I don't know. I don't know, man.
It confuses all.
Yeah.
You're not alone, bro.
Yeah. Also, The Flash was really, really good tonight. I just want to say
okay,
that.
Okay, great. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's go to the other phone from area code 469. Who is this?
Hey,
hey, what's up, Chris?
How are you? Good. I thought we were there.
Did you watch Gotham from last night?
I watched the end of it a little bit, like two, 3 minutes in the end of it. And
okay. It
is crazy.
Especially if you saw the ending, it is very crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe they killed Jerome. I mean, I really liked him. You know, I really did. I mean, he was a good Joker. I mean, you know, I guess we can call him that. You know, and I agree with Joe. Maybe that might because of the way everybody's laughing and everything. Maybe that influenced the real Joker. You know what I mean?
Apparently, the writers have stated that the Joker is more than just a person. It's a phenomenon.
Yeah, and maybe that's the person who's going to come and going to be like, hey, I'm going to imitate the Jerome. You know what I mean? And then
now
he's going to be the Joker.
Let's think about that a little. Are we open to that, or do we lose a sense of the Joker's real mystery? Because now anyone could play the Joker, and I don't like that. Just like anyone could be Bruce Wayne as Batman. I don't like that. I want them to be a soul core person rather than a theology. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Your thoughts of this widespread Joker influence that Gotham is spreading instead of a soul person, just like the Penguin.
I agree with you 100%, especially, you know, based off who the Joker is more or less in the comic books. But
hey, Chris, I'm
going to
mute you
because
I'm hearing, like, a lot of feedback in the back, okay? So don't worry.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you. Okay, here we go.
But
because I want to hear every word from Joe.
appreciate that, man. Since it's the TV show version, you know, it's a it's an adaptation of the Joker. I'm okay with it.
You know, good point. Good point, because that just changed my mind. Because I'm like, you know what? It's TV. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do whatever you
want.
Yeah,
that's
just
how
don't
I
do that in the movies. I don't want to hear that.
That's what I was...
Oh, that's Jason Todd as the Joker because of the influence.
Exactly.
I will be like, fuck you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
I agree with you, dude. I don't want that in the movies. I want the real fucking Joker in the movies.
Definitely don't want that. Let's see.
No.
We have a Twitter from Tweety. It's her Twitter name is Mama Bear Wicked the number one. She tweets, Gotham Talk, the episodes get more intense each week. And it's definitely up there compared to last week's. Another Twitter fan out there, Sports Sammy, tweets, Gotham Talk, another great episode. So there you go. It looks like a lot of people are still giving it thumbs up rather than thumbs down. Let's go to you, Chris. I'm going to unmute you. I want to hear your thoughts. Are you buying this theology of the Joker out there, or do you prefer a soul person?
I agree with John because it's a TV show, so they have more option to, you know, to explore.
They have more time to explore.
Yeah. And they have more time. And,
totally makes sense.
And
we're not
going to
actually see Batman and Joker, so I guess, you know what, Joe? I'm so glad you called in. Seriously, you totally changed my mind. At first, I was like, this is bullshit. I'm not going to watch the show anymore. But you know what?
Oh, wow.
I love this. I'm so glad I'm having this podcast because it's stuff like what you guys say that sometimes, you know, makes me think again. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's totally okay.
Yeah.
It's TV. They got more time to explore
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Chris, also for chiming in and agreeing with Joe. I guess we're all in unison. And let's see. We have a new caller from area code 239. Who is this? Well, welcome to Gotham Talk.
Waking up to call in on the podcast, Matt from Florida.
Awesome. He's alive.
I just got your email when I was just about to fall asleep, but I decided to call in on the podcast. What's up, guys?
Awesome. Watch last night's episode of The Last Laugh?
Oh, yes. What an amazing episode. It was truly amazing. I loved it.
Yes. We are in the area where we're talking about Joker possibly not being a single person. But, you know, what are we going to call it, guys?
Like an idea.
An idea, yes, that everybody could copy. Are you okay with that, or do you want that sole person to only play the Joker? But, you know, they could have influence, too, but there has to be a key person.
Well, I think he could play the Joker because I saw that ending, and I was so geeking out. I mean, I was so geeking out. The way he tortured his dad, and then you see that whole Joker smile, and then you
the laughter,
talking
the crazy gags on TV.
Yeah, it was just insane. I mean, totally insane. That guy, Jerome, was nuts.
Yeah,
and
he definitely earned
his
money on that acting gig, the actor who played Jerome. Now, I want to point out one thing I noticed. Let me know if you did also or if you did not. Right before Jerome kills his father, remember his little father speech? You know, you're going to go to hell. And
your legacy
you're gonna influence,
will be dead.
Your name is going to last forever. And at that point,
death,
I'm like, okay. He's kind of like setting the tone, kind of a foreshadowing, as we like to call it in the biz.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was talking about Jerome. He was talking about just the evil out there. And I think that's what the writers are going to go with the whole anybody could play the Joker kind of theory. Let's go to you, Chris. Did you catch that or not?
No, I did not because I only saw kind of the end of
it. Oh, you didn't watch that part. Okay. What about you, Joe?
That speech from his father actually gave me chills when he said children will wake up in the middle of the night screaming that's a part of you and your legacy will be death. And I was like, wow. Yeah, I don't know, man, if he was necessarily talking about directly to Jerome, or if he meant,
his job is to be the gypsy future seeker, you know? So maybe he did have a little magic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was a very interesting scene.
It was very interesting.
I thought he kind of, I thought Jerome kind of played it up a little bit. But, you know, when he was playing that magician part there towards the end, dude, he totally fucking sold me, man. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's doing a great job. Yeah.
He was
and great. Then you saw
that was
psycho
great.
Bitch Barbara there. I mean, damn.
And then Barbara,
kind
of a lot of people are spectating
playing
that Barbara will be the next Joker, as she was really influenced by Jerome. How do you guys feel about a female Joker? Let's go to you, Chris.
Well, I think it's all been new, you know. That'd be awesome.
I like it. Well,
yeah,
if we're going to go really soft on Joker's origin, then let's go crazy. I mean, go ahead. Right, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that not like a Harley Quinn, you know? So,
that's what I was thinking.
That's what I thought, too. I'm sure everybody, especially when they were together on that stage, I'm like, oh, there you go.
Total Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn.
But now they're saying that she might be the next Joker. So let's go.
You're not calling in for Marvel Film Talk.
Okay, let's go, Chris.
What? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, I think that it'd be awesome to kind of see, you know, like a little Harley Quinn and actually Barbara that can do that, because she has this kind of another evil side of her that really makes you believe and make you scared, you know, and I think she can do it. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I agree. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Let's go to you.
Do I like the idea of Barbara being the next Joker?
Yeah, especially a female
Joker.
That's
funny. I hadn't heard that theory. I actually thought about that right after I watched it the second time, the episode 3, and I was like, what if Barbara's the next Joker? I'm not opposed to it. I mean, I'm open to it. I mean, it's a different interpretation. It wouldn't be the first time we've seen a female Joker. We did see Bruce Wayne's mother as the Joker in the Flashpoint comic book series. She became the Joker.
Right.
She went insane. Yeah, so it wouldn't necessarily be new. I'd be open to it. I did kind of think she was playing a knockoff Harley Quinn, which wasn't bad. She did an okay job. And did you guys catch the nod of Jerome calling Bruce Brucey, which is what Joker calls Bruce Wayne in the cartoon and comics? Calls him, hey, Brucey. Yeah, that was
I love that part.
That was great.
I was geeking out at that part.
I mean, like Matt says, everyone was geeking out, especially when the two were on stage, Jerome and Bruce. I was just like, whoa, look at that. Look at that. I imagine what
would
come in the future.
And what with Alfred hitting on Jordan's girl?
Alfred, man. Yeah, he was a little horn dog. He would not let go.
Yeah. even Bruce Wayne was like, Alfred, I'm ready to go. And he's like, off you go.
Yeah, he's like, chill, bro. I'm trying to score right here.
You're card blocking, bro. What's wrong with you?
He was totally like, hey, kid, go get me a Coke. You know, run out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
That was funny. That was just like, whoa, we've never seen Alfred in this light. You know, we usually see him as, over here, sir. You know what I mean? But yeah, Alfred's trying to get him some. Let me read you a quick synopsis of Gotham talk. Gotham, as we're talking about it, this is the last laugh with the GCPD still recovering from the massacre inflicted by maniacs. Gordon and Bullock begin searching for Jerome. They decide to check the home of Jerome's father, Paul Cicero. They arrive just after Cicero is murdered by Jerome, but Jerome manages to escape. Elsewhere, Theo Gallivan reveals the next stage of his plan as Barbara has a romantic encounter with Tabitha. Theo states that his family built Gotham and that he will get revenge on those who stole the credit for doing so. Now, do you guys think that's enough, like, vindiction to, like, put all this effort and harm towards the city just because of that? What do you think, Joe?
Well, you know how TV shows are, man. They usually have a
was a little weak. I'm like, really? That's it?
Yeah. But you know what, though? I will say I am intrigued by Theo Gallivan. I think he's going to be an interesting villain for this season. I really do.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to you, Chris from Candor. Your thoughts on Theo. Do you think it's enough to, like, destroy the city?
I was thinking about Theo in a little bit ago that he could be, like, Night of Owls. You know,
Court of Owls.
You know, whenever you mentioned that, my family helped build this city, you know, they were long, long back ago. You know what I mean? So,
it could be like
some line of them. You know what I mean? So, it's like, I'm here to.
Yeah, there are
rumors
that the writers are saying that the Court of Owls is coming to Gotham, so that might be
an influence
there.
A lot of people have that theory that Theo is part of the Court of Owls. A lot of people online are saying that.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we go, Theo attends a charity event that Alfred, Bruce, and Leslie Tompkins also attend. Despite the efforts of Gordon, Jerome, and Barbara, take the charity attendants hostage and kill the lieutenant mayor, per Theo's plan. When Theo attempts to act like he is stopping Jerome with the goal of making himself look like a hero, Jerome betrays Theo and attempts to kill Bruce. Theo then stabs Jerome in the neck and kills him, fulfilling his goal. Later, several Gotham citizens see Jerome's actions on TV and begin having mental breakdowns. Did you guys see that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta watch the show
insane.
Again. At Theo's home, he is kissed by Barbara as a jealous Tabitha watches in secret. Later, Bullock pays a visit to Oswald Cobblepot, threatening to beat him up if he approaches Gordon for a favor again, as he still views him as Dish Mooney's manservant and not the mob boss he has become. All right, so the one thing that they missed in this description of Gotham is the conversation between Alfred and Mr. Fox. That was a cool scene, right?
Hmm.
Well, I saw that from episode one, from episode two. Did they talk on episode three?
They talked again.
Really?
Oh,
cool.
They did? I think I missed that part. I guess I was flipping it back and forth.
I don't think I saw that.
Really? Oh.
Why were you watching? Why were you watching, episode?
What? Okay, guys, so we're going to turn the table on you guys. We're now going to open the floor to you guys. Anything that we have not touched upon, or let's just keep it Gotham, that would be great. Still in the tabloids are the baby to come from Ben McKenzie, not Barbara, and his co-star, the doctor. What's her name, guys? I'm going blank here.
I don't know.
No one knows, but you know what I mean, right? The doctor. When
yeah,
I say the doctor,
you know.
Okay. So yeah, the doctor's pregnant. What do you guys think? Are you guys happy for them? Are you guys don't care? What's going on? Let's go to you, Matt.
Oh, I'm happy for them because I think on the show they make a good couple on the show than that.
Yeah, they have good chemistry. Now let me ask you this. Do you think now they're going to use her pregnancy in the show and then that will give us Barbara Gordon?
I think so.
Or not.
I don't really
where
know.
My stretching is there.
You're talking
about
the actress that plays Barbara is pregnant in real life, right?
No,
the doctor.
Jim's going out with.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Gordon
I think
Gordon
I,
got the doctor
you know
pregnant.
What? I think Gordon, in honor of Barbara, they may kill her at the end of this season.
Right.
And she may redeem herself at
the
end.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And though in honor of Barbara redeeming herself after before they kill her, they're going to name the daughter Barbara after Barbara Keene. Yeah, I think that's very possible.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
That you just said it all, brother.
No,
all right, let's
go
to you, Matt from Florida. The Gotham talk floor is yours.
And but by the way, great shows. And guys, I am so sorry I didn't call in to Marvel Film Talk last week.
Don't worry, we had a blast. We had a blast. But coming up next after this podcast is Smallville Talk, so join us then.
Ooh.
Well, I probably won't
because
wake up early.
Oh, yeah, we're going back to the. And, it's show 195, guys. Show 195.
Wow.
Close of five shows from 200 shows. That is crazy.
You should do a giveaway on 200.
Oh, yeah. 200. No, definitely for sure. There's going to be a giveaway.
It's truly a great show. Season 2 is truly going crazy nuts for me on Monday nights. I geek out. I yell at the TV at certain scenes with the villains. It is truly an amazing series. I can't wait for season 3. Hopefully by season 3, we'll see Bruce Wayne finally become Batman.
Yeah. Awesome. Nice, season 3, Batman. That's what Matt says. All right, Joe, let's go to you, sir.
I just want to talk a little bit more about this ending scene with the people having the mental breakdown. Like, that could mean, I guess, a number of different things. Does it just mean that people did it affect them in a way? Or are the writers trying to tell us that there could be another Joker out there that's watching this, that's being influenced by it? Like, what do you guys think?
I don't know. Let's go to you, Chris. What do you think?
I think that is possible because, I mean, they kill, unless they're going to bring Jerome back. But
how did they bring him back, though, you know?
Okay.
No, there's no way he's
coming
back. He was stabbed in the neck.
Yeah, I mean, how? Yeah.
And then when they were carrying him out, he was just stiff with a smile. He ain't coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they throw him in the pit. No, wait, that's Arrow.
Oh, God. All right,
is that it, Chris?
No, I was going to say...
Let's go, come on. We're on radio, not TV.
One of the people who were watching it, maybe they got like a twisted mind, like the one Jerome has, you know, and then...
I thought it was the gas. Remember when the gas, what happened to Jim and Bullock?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it was just by just watching the TV.
Yeah,
that's weird. That's really weird.
I mean, that was really weird. Like, okay, well, you know, they're now turn off all your TVs.
I'm done.
What about you, Matt? Are you going to be the next Jerome, Matt from Florida?
Jerome in the house has dropped out.
Jerome,
he has left
Jerome
the show.
Jerome definitely had the laugh down. He definitely had a good Joker laugh.
Yeah,
I hear that.
Yeah, but at times it felt a little forced, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you what was forced, that little fake performance by Theo when he was trying to talk Jerome down and telling him to stop.
That looked so bad.
Yeah, it did.
So bad.
It did.
It was like a Broadway play type of speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What?
And then who was he supposed to influence? Bruce Wayne? Now?
Oh, Theo?
Yeah.
I know,
like,
right?
With his speech, I'm tired of you bad people, you know, terrorizing our city, stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm sure at this point Bruce is influenced by him until he finds out who he really is, you know?
Ooh.
Blew me away is the fact that I know it's young Bruce Wayne, but the fact that Batman is watching all of this going on right now, and one day he's going to take care of all of it. You know what
he's
I mean? Like, he's watching
everybody in the face.
Yeah, like, it's unfolding before his eyes, and knowing one day he's going to put on the cape and cowl and take care of the city. That blows me away, dude, knowing that he's watching.
Yep, he's watching all of that.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, anything else?
Yeah. I like how dark it is. You know, it is. You know how. You know, Batman is supposed to be all dark, and Arrow is supposed to be a little dark too, but the Flash is really light and comedy, and I just like how they got it that down, you know what I mean? The killing, the graphic, and the Joker, I mean, it's really great. Yeah, I like how dark the show is, so I'm not emo, but I'm just saying they got it good.
Yeah, I've been really surprised on how graphic they get on network television. I mean, we see heads blown off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, literally, we see them blown
off. Like, my kids, they can't, you know, they're young, so I say I got to watch it during daddy time because this is crazy. And also I can't, you know, I can't watch it while I eat because there's, like, guts and brains popping out.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I hear you.
I'm like, who's going to eat during that? No. I'll eat after I watch this.
She'd be surprised, man.
Well, yeah. All
right. What else, Chris? Looks like you got a long
list. I'm thinking that's it. Go back to Joe.
Well, what'd you buy at the grocery store?
You were at the grocery store?
You didn't hear the checkout when you put him on mute?
Oh, was that it? I'm on this guy. Is shopping while on the podcast. That's boss right there.
Yeah. And I want to
I'm going to call on the show and check out.
Hey, I want to tell the people out there that they can call in. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Just call in. You will be pooping.
Unless you're having sex. Don't do that if you're having sex.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, they could call in, you know. It's okay.
Only if they can share, but you can call in whatever you're doing. Like, I was driving, I was going to the it doesn't matter. We want you to call in, we want to hear what you're saying, we want to hear your ideas. We cannot think of everything for you, so come on.
True.
But Chris is trying to say is we welcome everybody. So if you're a fan of Gotham, feel free to call in at 347-637-3821. Right after this podcast, we are doing Smallville Talk. So if you're a fan of Smallville, head on over to that podcast and continue this fun show. We will be talking about Batman versus Superman New York Comic Con news. So there's a lot of buzz about that. So we're going to talk about what's to come in New York, and if anyone is going, please call in. Let us know if you're going, and you could be our eyes and ears on the floor. This now concludes our Gotham Talk episode, so if you guys wanted to give us a shout-out, let's go to you, Chris. Give us a shout-out, sir.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Francesco. It's a birthday yesterday, so maybe he's busy today. I want to give a shout-out to everybody.
When was his birthday?
Yesterday.
Okay, happy birthday.
Right, Joe?
Joe has left the room.
Oh. All right. So everybody call in. We want to hear what you think. Thank you for listening and downloading. Have a good night.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like this week I was listening to the podcast from last week. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It's like I wanted to call in, but I'm like, wait a minute, it's pink. All right, thank you, Chris, for calling in. Always a pleasure. Hopefully talk to you next week. And that's
concludes
see you
on Tomorrow
Talk podcast. See you at the movies.
Tomorrow Talk.